Now, of course, being in the neoadjuvant setting and adjuvant setting and early stage disease, safety issues, just as we were talking about with Herceptin or paramount, and you all have tremendous experience with adjuvant bevacizumab in colon cancer with your CO8 study that already has more than 2,000 patients. What are some of the issues that you're going to be looking at carefully in this neoadjuvant breast studies? And particularly, I'm curious about the hypertension.
Well, we know that hypertension is an important issue with bevacizumab. We know this from the colorectal trials. These women will have their blood pressure and past cardiac history and meds assessed before coming on to the trial, and blood pressure will be monitored during the trial and certainly would be reported, and we will be looking at the hypertension data. I don't think that there is any greater concern for hypertension in this setting than there was in the colorectal setting, but it will definitely be evaluated.
Any other concerns?
No, I think our primary ones were the ones that I've mentioned so far. The taking a look at cardiotoxicity and being confident that the timing surrounding surgeries. Additional thought that I could throw out about the surgery effects is that we don't want to take for granted what the impact might be on surgical complications postoperatively. So we will do assessments at scheduled time points postoperatively for the sole purpose of looking at surgical complications, trying to see if there's a difference in populations and making sure that there's no risk for women to receive this drug neoadjuvantly and postoperatively as well.